Nugent on guitar. In the background, you're listening to The Kook Spook by Joe Reisman from Les Poupées de Paris. That was my final set tonight. I'm about to play our finale, and before I do, I want to remind you that The Wig Out with Richard Wig is coming up next, so be sure to stick around. And 1 hour later, we'll have The Fun House with Harry Parmenter. Double your DJs, double your fun. My name is Becky. My show is called Bubblegum OD, and I want to play you off with some additional Croft stuff, starting with the finale from the Puffin Stuff movie. Hope you have a great week, and don't forget to help me, Jimmy, help me!
Jump on one and two and three, Rooster Jack's a busy bumblebee, fire on the mountain, run and see if I'm a fool! Lady, lady, turn around. Lady, lady, turn and touch the ground. Yankee Doodle went to town and I'll be late for school.
Oh, school!
We're alive.
Then well and living here on Living Island, living every happy day.
Sure hope so.
Everybody there wears a hat. Everybody knows where it's at. In the land of hats, that's Lidsville. You can find it on magic maps. Where the mountains wear mountain caps. Lined with welcome mats, that's Lidsville. I've seen people put on hats and then they tie or pin them. In Lidsville, there's no need for that because they live right in them. So if you bump into a bonnet with ears and eyes and nose upon it, nope, you haven't gone bats. That's Lidsville. Liddy, liddy, liddyville. Not to be confused with Lady Grittyville, the land of living hats. That's Lidsville.
I was different. I had a power that set me apart. I learned to take it, to use it, to make it. It's not so bad to be different, to do your own thing and do it with heart. Different is hard, different is lonely, different is trouble for you only. Different is hex I was under. What did I do to be so different? Then I discovered some others like me. Wonder no longer, together we're stronger. It's not so bad to be different. Be true to yourself, that's what you must be.
Sorry that I didn't go last night. Little Stevie and the Easy Beats, starting off this week's Wig Out. Sorry. Great 45 from 1966 on Parlophone label, yeah. Down Under Destroyer, if there ever was one. Welcome to this week's Wig Out. I'm your host, Richard Wig. We're the middle hour here of Swingin' Sundays on WFMU's Rockin' Soul radio stream. All right, Becky gets things started. 7 p.m. Eastern with Bubblegum OD. Here we are blasting out at the Wig Out in the middle hour from 8 to 9 o'clock. And then at 9 in an hour's time, we pass it over to Harry Parmenter for the Fun House, where he closes out Swing Sundays and the weekend here on the Rock and Soul stream. All right, never expect what you're going to expect, because you're going to unexpect the expected with Harry Parmenter and the Fun House. All right, let's stay down under. Here's a Brisbane basher, Purple Hearts.
Just to make a piece of pay. If I had only listened to what the people say. But I thought life was just a game, baby. So I went my own way. I made my moves just to play it cool. Lord, I was a fool for dropping out of school. I never had
Cause he gets up in the morning, then he goes to work at 9, then he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. Cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And his mother goes to meetings while his father pulls a maid, and she stirs a tea with counselors while discussing foreign trade. And she passes looks as well as bills at every suave young man. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he likes his own backyard, and he likes his bags the best, cause he's better than the rest, and his own sweat smells the best. And he hopes to grab his father's roof when fate passes on, cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he picks up to Charles, and he goes to the regatta. He adores the girl next door, cause he's dying to get at her, but his mother knows the best about the matter of all the instincts. Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively.
Q65 at not despise you. From The Hague, in Holland. The Joe, baby. All right. Unmistakable sound of Q65. 45 on Decca Records from 1966. Part of our ongoing annual celebration, celebrating 60 years of 1966 here on the Wig Out. Yeah, got a couple of social commentary ones there to close it out. Q65, very direct and to the point. In your face, I despise you. The Kinks prior to that, a little more subtle and sarcastic with Well-Respected Man. 45 on Canadian Pie Records. I believe that came out, depending on where you were in the world, in 65 and 66, but there is a 66 issue of it. So we're going to let that in here. We checked with the judges, and I agreed. Yeah. All right, baby. We have the Falcons from Holland prior to that with a very Kinks-inspired version of Louie Louie or Louie Louie on the Philips label. They had a couple of 45s out. I think we're going to play the other side of that in the coming weeks. Really dig that two-sider by the Falcons. We had Amon's Amets prior to that with What Is Wrong, What Is Right. 45 on MGM Records. They had a bunch of great records from 64 into 67. Sometimes you got to flip them over to hear a great B-side. Sometimes you got to dig into the album tracks, but a lot of great Amets tracks there to be found for cheap, like you can pick up the whole collection. We joke here on WFMU on the streams. We joke that you can pick up the entire Ermitz collection for like $3.69. Well worth it, though, man. Well worth it. No disrespect meant to the records. It's just they're plentiful, and they're easy to find, easy to get, and be had. Yeah. From Holland, I guess we're doing like every other here, Dutch Records. The Sound Magics, Don't You Remember, 45 on Philips Records. And prior to that, we had The Eyes, a British band. You're Too Much on Mercury Records. They had a bunch of great singles, a bunch of great 45s, an EP, and then an LP where they did all Stone songs as the pupils. Yeah. And then from Brisbane, we went down under Destroy on a Brisbane Basher. Yeah, the Purple Hearts featuring Lobby Lloyd on lead guitar there of Hopes and Dreams and Tombstones. 45 on Sunshine Records. Friends, Wig Folk, Wig Stars, you are tuned to the Wig Out here. WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio Stream. I'm Richard Wick. I'm going to be blasting out the mask. Let's hear from the Bunker Studio. All right, baby. You know, I say be weird and be kind of weird. But you know what? Sometimes it just feels good. It feels good to freak out.
Dateline America. Freaking out is now sweeping the nation. From the cafes of Greenwich Village to the sidewalks of L.A., freaks are finding a new way of expressing themselves creatively by freaking out.
Freak out, USA! Freak out, USA! Well, if you got something to say, freak out! Freak out!
Freak out, USA!
Yeah, well, I would say freaking out would be expressing oneself with maybe, you know, the way they act, the way they dress, or even in a song or something.
They said that they'd be gone at least a week. On vacation, then Anna Philia took sick. They didn't leave town, they hung around, messed up my groove, now things look bleak. Ruined the plans I had for a house party with all the freaks. Now all the freakouts are calling me back out. My parents aren't concerned, they don't care. All they did was offer us the keys to the garage. Oh, but we can't show no flicks out there. Why, these films we rented cost $15 a reel of our game.
Serious?
Baby, 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 darling, darling, there's just something I want to say right now and direct it to my darling steady girl who lives in another town. I can't call you
now.
Oh, I can't even call you on the telephone.
Do it.
Cause even my father took away
call
my credit card. And that makes it awfully hard. And you know, darling, it didn't help none when you called me 4-3 times when you were on vacation with your folks in Tijuana. But baby, that ain't all. My father locked me in my room and took the keys to my Alfa Romeo. And besides hiding all my green Hornet books and losing a tube to my Porter color TV, he told mama all about us. But wait, Earth Angel, it may take me till I'm 43, 44 to work off all these phone bills. But baby, I can only hope and pray
that someday along life's lonesome road we'll meet again in the same area code.
Take you backstage of the Los Angeles Coliseum, where it's showtime on the Freak Out Spectacular.
2, 3, 4.
Yeah. I'm gonna freak out now. Oh, freak out while I can. Yeah, freak out. Yeah, I'm gonna freak out. I'm about to call it down south now.
It's just a swinging summer moon down here.
It's just a summer
moon.
Out in Jackson.
Crazy about my gal in Diddy Wanted.
Diddy Wanted. Diddy Wanted. Diddy Wanted.
This little gal, they're as sweet as she can be. I know she's in love with me. Lovely thing, she's so pretty.
Diddy Wanted.
Diddy Wanted.
Diddy Wanted.
Diddy Wanted. Ain't no town, ain't no city. Whoa, how they love in Diddy Wanted.
Wanted.
on this plane, baby. The premieres, yeah, 45 on Pharaoh Records. Proper spelling there, Pharaoh with an F, yeah. Produced by Larry Tamblyn of the Standells. And that's the same East Los Angeles band that did Farmer John, had a big hit with that. This is a later 45, and I love what sounds like double-track vocals on it. Shortly after Glennis and I moved to California, we had the opportunity to see the premieres live, and it's actually two brothers who are the core of that band on drums and guitar. And man, they sing it together, at least they did live, and it sounded like the double track vocals that it is. It was so powerful. It was so great. Oh man, it was such a treat to be able to see the premieres play that song, play Farmer John, play a couple of other ones. Oh man, such a treat out here in Los Angeles. Yeah, let's see, prior to that, we had a couple other blastables from 66, baby. Everything's from 66. The Outsiders from Cleveland. Yeah, the time won't let me, guys, with a song with a really long title. I got to take a breath before saying this. What makes you so bad? You weren't brought up that way. Kind of filling a slot between, to my ears, between The Love and Spoonful and Paul Revere and the Raiders there. It's a 45 on Capitol Records. We have a cool picture sleeve with that. And then prior to that, from Louisville, The Oxfords, Time and Place, or the original issue on Our Bag that had a later national release. And I want to thank Joy for picking that up, putting her name on it, and then taking good care of that record so that it could find its way here and be blasted on the Wig Out. Yeah. And prior to that, also from Los Angeles, Captain Beefheart, first 45, Diddy Wah. Diddy Wah Diddy, yeah, 45 on A&M Records, and then we started off with Freak Out USA, the Communication Aggregation, yeah, Freak Out USA, on the RCA Victor label, friends, wig folk, wigsters, you are wigging out here on the Wig Out, give me an all right, yeah, I'm Richard Wig, honored to be blasting out the Blastables here every Sunday night, my favorite hour of the week, spending some records with y'all, and I appreciate all the contributions in the chat. I'm fresh and ready to go after a week off last week. I appreciate everybody's support last week. Was a service for my mom, and here on the Wig Out, we replayed her initial drop-in, and it gave everybody an opportunity to commemorate her, and I appreciate all the support that everybody has been providing over the last 9 months or so since her passing. All right, Mom Wig, baby. Love Mom Wig. Yeah, baby. All right, let's see. We're gonna blast some out here. Mom Wig would want us to blast some out. Let's go down to Florida. Here's the Clefs of Lavender Hill. One more time.
Tell me your mind. are trying to hurt me, believe me, they won't.
Love can be evil, love can be sad, love can be happy and daylight glad. Without love there's no life, and love there's pain. Love in the sunshine and love in the rain.
There's a lot of sure things in life today. Punch your clock, come collect your pay. Just stay light, you can go to sleep, but be up by night.
But isn't it boring, isn't it bad? Well, I've been good times and bragging you have. Man needs a love for him to survive. Without what a man is barely alive.
Come on to my world, always room for more.
Love is my way of life and love is my game. You'll never find two loves exactly the same. It's life without risks and troubles and falls. There's no need to have worth living at all. Was too late, I found she was not for me. I need you with me. When I was making time with you, I felt I wanted more. But since I've been with this other girl, I know that I have
Stars are hidden deep.
from New York City. New York City! That's the Willoughbys with a great version of If You're Ready on the Date label. You might know that song from the Pride and Joy, who's also the Delvettes out of Chicago on Dunwich Man. But that is on Date. Yeah, I love that there's two really good different versions of that song. I wish one of them had been a bigger hit. Should have been. All right. Prior to that, from England, the In Crowd with Steve Howe on guitar. Why Must They Criticize? A great Dylan-esque social commentary number there, referencing Sonny and Cher. That's a 45 on Parlophone Records. And then also from England, the Tony Jackson Group. He was originally in the Searchers. It was their bass player, and then broke out on his own, put out a couple of great records in the mid-60s. Of course, this one is from 1966, baby. Really good version of Warren Zevon's Follow Me, done by Warren as Lime and Sybil. And that Tony Jackson Group 45 is on the CBS label. And we went down under Destroyer. Yeah, from Melbourne, Normie Rowe, the song With Me. It's from an EP on the Sunshine label. It had a number of great 45s, a couple of big hits down in Australia. That is an EP-only track, I believe. And then from Chicago, Lou Capri, Love and Kisses. Great fuzz guitar on that. On the Royal Blue label, and then we start off from Miami, The Clefts of Lavender Hill, One More Time. Yeah, 45 on Date Records. They are the Stop and Get a Ticket people. All right, we got to stop and get our ticket. We are here at the end of the week out. We got Harry coming up at the top of the hour. Make way for Harry. Stick around. He's coming in with the Fun House in a couple of minutes. We got a programming note here. Coming up next week, I am going to take another week off, and we're going to have Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl, sitting in the control booth, blasting out her own blastables. Yes, Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl from Crayons to Perfume. From Thursday nights, 4 p.m. Pacific, is when that show airs here on the Rock and Soul Stream. You know her. You love her. Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl, coming in to blast out her own blastables next week on the Wig Out. All right, peoples, we're going to close it down here with one more. We got an instrumental going out here. We're going back to an LP that we played a bunch of tracks from. We've gotten a lot of mileage from this cheapo Mr. 12-string guitar LP that we picked up a couple of weeks ago. It's got Glenn Campbell and Jerry Cole on it, Glenn Campbell on 12-string guitar. It's got one, it's all instrumentals, mostly covers. It's got one original on it, the In Sound, written by Glenn Campbell. That's what we're going to play as we're going out here. It's a great LP on World Pacific. I encourage you to pick it up out of the dollar bin should one come across your way and you get your grubby little mitts on it. Scoop it up. All right. Wig folk, wigsters, this has been the Wig Out. Love being here with you. Thank you so much. Appreciate all the support and the camaraderie and the chatter, chatter, chatter in the chat. Yeah, you know what to do this week. Be kind. Be weird. Be kind of weird. All right.
to the Fun House. I'm your host, Harry Parmenter, and you can expect the unexpected on our descent into the maelstrom as we careen through the darkness of the midnight soul. So buy the ticket and take the ride into the Fun House.
The Fun House.